Well, it's been a far more subdued start to Tuesday's trade. The ASX 200 holding steady around 6,125 points. And this differs from yesterday's heavy losses that we saw from early on. It was down around 1% on the open. So today, the main lag is not too dissimilar to yesterday's performers. The energy sector continuing to lose ground. There was again another mixed session for oil prices overnight. Concerns over demand expectations still weighing. Beach Energy and Santos down between around 1% and 2% each. Our consumer discretionary stocks also a little bit weaker, led by Wesfarmers, the conglomerate today, announcing it has made an indicative offer to take over rare earths miner Lynas, offering $2.25 per share, valuing this company at around $1.5 billion. Lynas is in a trading halt, but it last traded at around $1.55. The financials a little bit weaker as well. The big four are all in negative territory, although Challenger, the financial group, up around the 7% mark. Some of the most improved companies are coming through from the materials sector. The major miners, BHP, Rio and Fortescue, all rebounding from yesterday's losses, up around that 1% mark each. Pilbara, also up around 1%. The lithium miner did announce that hasn't had any material impact to its Pilgangoora operations in the north of the Pilbara following Cyclone Veronica coming through not too long ago. Coles Group also high. It's up around 2.5% now. Coles has today announced it's signed an agreement with a UK online supermarket, Ocado Group, and what it's looking to do is build up and expand its online grocery shopping platforms and experiences. It's looking to complete the integration by around the end of 2023, where they will look to at least double their home delivery capacity. So Coles shares a little bit higher on the back of that news. A little bit quiet on the economic front as some consumer confidence figures come through a little bit weaker, but the Aussie dollar has firmed. It's now buying 71.2 US cents.